practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio to prepare our hearts today to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, in a good, solid, Bible-believing church along with other Christians. And I trust that you'll do that today. Indeed, this is the Lord's Day. Don't forsake the church. Go to church and be blessed and be a blessing to others. We're going to begin the program today with an old song entitled Sweet Beulah Land.
Some
Well, down through the years, we've used that phrase Beulah land to speak of heaven, as it were. And the fact of the matter is, those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior will go to heaven. And I just wonder today, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you would have died last night, would you be in heaven today or would you be in hell? It all goes back to how you will respond to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you've trusted Christ as Savior, you know that when this life is over, you'll go to be with the Lord in heaven. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, when this life is over, you will go into hell, awaiting the eternal lake of fire, where you will spend eternity separated from Jesus Christ. And that's not a good thing to look forward to. So I trust today that you can say that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you have not yet trusted Christ, do so today. Simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you mean that, he will save you. And I would encourage you to contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we will be delighted to send you a book that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. It's entitled, Now That I Believe. It will be explained to you. You'll be able to understand through the reading of that book everything that you need to know about what happened the moment you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So call upon the name of the Lord Jesus today, ask him to save you, and then contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church, and we'll be delighted to send you that book entitled, Now That I Believe, free of charge. But it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I would invite you to visit us at church today. We will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, every Wednesday, we gather together at 6:30 to have the services, the meetings for the children and youth. And then at 7 o'clock, the adults meet for prayer meeting and Bible study, and we would invite you to come on out and be involved with us. I invite you to go to our website, which is simply fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org to learn more about our ministry. And certainly as you learn more about our ministry, I would encourage you to reach out to us. And if we can help you spiritually, we would love to be able to do that. You can write to us. Our address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602, or you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Now, looking ahead, I want to remind you that we will be having our Daily Vacation Bible School on the dates of July the 7th through 11. That's July 7 through 11 at 6 o'clock in the evening, and it will go to about 8:45 in the evening. And our theme will be Direct Connect. It's talking about prayer based upon Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, where God says, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Of course, this is open to all children and youth and teens, and we would love to have your children and youth and teens with us. If you have any questions about the Bible school, call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. And then looking ahead down the road several weeks will be the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. That'll be the 104th session. This, of course, is a ministry of our sister ministry, which is the Way of Truth Ministries. And the Bible Conference will be held Sunday, July the 28th through Friday, August the 2nd. And the theme this year is Maturing in Christ. Our speakers will be David Kistler and Wendell Calder, and we'll be having a lot of special music, a great emphasis on missions, children, and youth ministries. And I would encourage you to consider being involved with the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference this year. And again, if you have any questions about that, give us a call here at 814-944-2894. That will be held Sunday, July the 28th through Friday, August the 2nd. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you and praise you for the opportunity that we have to be gathered around the radio today. And I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. I do not know who they are or where they are, but you do. And Father, it's my prayer that if there's even one who has not yet received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that today would be the time of salvation for them. And then for those who know you through faith in Christ, I pray that the broadcast today will be used to build them in the faith, to enable them to rejoice over everything that you've done for them through the Lord Jesus Christ. But above all, Father, it's my prayer that you'll be honored and glorified through this broadcast, and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for all that you'll do. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's an old hymn of the faith, Take Time to Be Holy. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2, and I would like to read with you verses 3 and 4, where the Word of God says, How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles, and the gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Now before I deliver a message from Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 1 entitled A Simple But Serious Warning, let's listen to a good old hymn of the faith that I think that every Christian truly does appreciate, particularly because of what it stands for, and that is the Old Rugged Cross.
Far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I gladly bear until he calls me someday to my home far away, and his glory forever I'll share.
Back in the Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter 29 and verse 1, there's a very solemn verse of scripture that we all need to take into consideration. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 1 says, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." Now that's not a verse of scripture that brings a lot of joy to your heart, but it certainly does present a very serious warning that everybody needs to take heed to. Allow me to repeat it. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 1, it says, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." I want to speak to you for a few moments on the subject, a simple but serious warning. And as I look at that verse with you today, that's Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 1, there are several questions I want to ask and answer briefly. And it is my prayer that the Spirit of God will use this little study in your heart today. First of all, who is it that is often reproved? Well, that would speak of the one who hears God's plan of salvation over and over and over again. It could be the child in the Christian home. It could be the student in the Christian school. It could be the religious person who goes to a Bible-believing church somewhere. It could be that person who listens to Christian radio. They hear the message of salvation over and over and over again that tells them that they need to trust Jesus Christ as Savior simply because of the fact that only through faith in Jesus Christ will one go to heaven. This person being reproved could be you. You could be the one who, down through the years, you've heard the message of salvation presented on this radio program and other radio programs, in local churches and in many other ways, but you have never yet received Jesus Christ as Savior. Today, once again, you are being reproved. You are going to be hearing God's plan of salvation, and I would encourage you to respond to the message. The second question is, what is the reproof? It says, "He that being often reproved." Well, the reproof is really twofold. Number one, the fact that all are sinners. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, "All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." It goes on in Romans 6:23 and says, the wages of sin is death, which ultimately means separation from God in the eternal lake of fire. But then it also goes on in Romans 6:23 and says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That is quite a reproof, that we've all sinned and that the wages of sin is death, but that there is an answer to that sin, and that's Jesus Christ. And yet many people hear that message and they do not accept it. You know, when you turn to John chapter 3, you will find that three times in the first part of that chapter, in verses 3, 5, and 7, Jesus says, if you want to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. So the reproof is that all are sinners, and if you want to go to heaven, you need to be born again, which means to receive new life, spiritual life, by trusting Christ as Savior. The third question is, how does one harden his neck? It says, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck. Well, a person who hardens his neck, as it were, is the one who, even though he or she hears the message of salvation over and over again, they reject the message of salvation. They refuse to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. Or they say, I will trust Jesus Christ sometime as my Savior, but not today. Basically, what they are saying is no to the great work of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. They continue to live in their sin, the sin of unbelief. They do not receive Jesus Christ as Savior. Could that be you? Maybe down through the years, you've heard the message of salvation given over and over again, but yet you've hardened your neck. You say, I can get through life on my own, and I'm not worried about eternity. Well, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't harden your neck anymore, because if you die without Jesus Christ, it will mean eternal separation from him in the lake of fire. The fourth question is, how is one suddenly destroyed? It says, and I'm focusing on Proverbs 29 and verse 1, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck is suddenly destroyed. Well, one is suddenly destroyed by suddenly dying without trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. Down through the years, I've heard people say, well, someday, maybe on my deathbed, I'll call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and be saved. Well, don't wait until your deathbed, beloved, simply because of the fact that you might not live until your deathbed. You could die today. And if you die without the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be suddenly destroyed and spend eternity separated from Jesus Christ, and you don't want to do that. In Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 7, the Bible says, when a wicked man dieth, and that's talking about the person who has not been saved, when a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of the unjust men perisheth. In other words, once you die without Jesus Christ, yes, indeed, spiritual destruction comes upon you, and there will never be another opportunity for you to call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. That leads us to the fifth question, which is, what does it mean to be without remedy? Again, Proverbs 29:1 says, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. It simply means that if you die without Jesus Christ and go to the lake of fire eternally. Think about that. When you die without Christ, you'll go to hell, and eventually hell will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. Once you're there, there is no way to repent. And I can imagine that there will be people, and in fact, there are people in hell right now. They can look back in their life on earth and remember when they had the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior, but they never did call upon the name of the Lord. And they will remember for all of eternity how that they could have called upon the name of the Lord, and when they died, went to heaven. But because of the fact that they hardened their neck and did not call upon the name of the Lord, when they died, they went to hell and ultimately the eternal lake of fire. What a sad, serious thing that will be. Once a person dies and goes to hell, there's no more a remedy to get saved. That remedy is here right now for all who calls upon the name of the Lord, which leads us to the sixth question, which, what must be done right now? And I'm speaking to every one of you who down through the years, you've heard the gospel message. You've heard the plan of salvation. but you've been hardening your neck and you've said, no, I'm not going to trust Jesus Christ today. I will wait until some other time, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next month, maybe when I get older. Whatever the case may be, you're putting it off. Why don't you examine yourself today? Please take a good look at your life. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, call upon His name today and ask Him to save you. You've heard me say it many times on this broadcast. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, don't harden your neck anymore. Don't wait one more second before you say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." And if you make that your prayer, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," God will save you. And then contact us here at the church, and we'll send you a booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Don't harden your neck anymore. Today, call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you. Well, I want to thank you for joining us on the program today. Have a great day in the Lord, and until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and to that we, as Christians, say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.